Welcome to DeedNB College. Today we're building a subsign workflow inside Ableton Live 12, and we're placing it in a DJ-friendly jungle, old-school DNB structure. The goal here is not just to make a sub that sounds good on its own. The real target is a bass idea that can hold the low end, breathe around breakbeats, and survive a proper club transition from intro to drop to outro without losing the groove. That's the heart of classic jungle and early DeedNB. The bass roll looks simple, but it's doing a lot of work. You need a solid sub foundation, a top layer with character, and an arrangement that leaves enough room for the drums, the FX, and the DJ. If you get that balance right, the track feels deep, rude, and mixable. So first, do not design the bass in isolation. Load up a drum loop first. Give yourself at least 8 bars of kick, snare, and a chopped break or ghost note layer. Loop that section and let it roll while you work. This matters because the bass in jungle lives or dies by how it interacts with the break. If you build the sub against silence, it might seem fine, but then the snare loses its bite or the kick starts getting swallowed once the full groove is running. Why this works in DNB is simple. The break already carries a lot of rhythm, so the bass has to fit into that conversation rather than fight it. The sub provides weight. The drums provide motion. Your job is to make them lock. Now build the clean sublayer first. On a new MIDI track, load operator and choose a sine wave. Keep it as pure as possible. Set the amp envelope so it starts immediately, with no noticeable attack. Keep the decay short to medium depending on how long you want each note to feel. If you want sustained notes, keep sustain up. If you want more space between hits, shorten the release so notes don't smear into each other. Write a simple bass phrase. Fewer notes is usually better here. Think root, B7, 5, maybe an occasional passing note, maybe a small octave move if the arrangement has room for it. In old-school DeedNB, the bass often sounds stronger when it answers the drums instead of talking over them. Let some notes hold. Let some notes hit short. Let the phrase breathe. Keep the sub mono. Don't widen it. Don't overprocess it. If you need a safety mindset, imagine the sub as the anchor note of the whole tune. It should stay stable, centered, and boring in the best possible way. If you need to trim anything, trim the top end and trim a necessary gain. Keep the low end focused under roughly 90 Hz and leave yourself headroom for the drums. What to listen for here is very specific. The sub should feel solid and scented, not blurry and not clicky. The snare should still feel exposed. The kick should still punch through the low end instead of sinking into it. If that is happening, you're on the right path. Now shape the rhythm against the break. This is where the jungle feel really starts to appear. You want the bassline to dodge the snare accents and land in the gaps around the break. You can do this in two useful ways. One approach is anchored. Hold the root on strong downbeats, then add short syncopated notes before or after the snare. This gives you that rolling, functional DJ tool kind of energy. The other approach is jumpier. Use shorter notes, more rests, and a more chopped phrasing style. That gives you more tension and more of that classic jungle reply and answer feeling. Choose the anchored version if you want the bass to feel like a wall under the break. Choose the jumpier version if you want a little more attitude and a more obvious conversation between drums and bass. Neither is wrong. It depends on the kind of pressure you want the tune to carry. Now add a top bass layer. Duplicate the MIDI to a second track and load something like Wave Eatable or Operator again. But this time you want more harmonic movement. This layer should support the sub, not compete with it. A clean chain could be Wave Eatable, then Auto Filter, then Saturator, then maybe a Q8 if you need it. High pass this layer somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz, depending on how thick the sound is. That keeps it out of the sub's way. Then add a bit of saturation. You do not need to crush it. Usually a few dB of drive is enough to make the harmonic speak on smaller speakers. If you want a firmer edge, use Soft Clip. But keep an eye on the level so you're not just fooling yourself with loudness. This top layer can be a restyle tone, a filtered saw blend, or a more nasal mid-bass. For jungle and old-school DNB, the big rule is restraint. You want texture and motion, not a modern wall of sound that erases the drum phrasing. What to listen for is whether the top layer makes the bass more readable without stealing the center. If it suddenly sounds wide but the bass feels weaker in the middle, you've gone too far. The sub has to stay in charge. Once the two layers are working, start automating the phrase over 8 bars. This is where the sound starts to feel alive. You do not need dramatic movement. Small changes are often more effective. Open the filter a little every couple of bars. Add a touch more drive later in the phrase if needed. Slightly change note length or volume on select hits. Maybe let the bass wake up over time instead of staying frozen. That gives you phrasing, which is what keeps a loop from feeling looped. Why this works in DeedNB is because the drums are already busy. The base does not need to invent a whole new story every bar. It just needs to evolve enough to keep the listener engaged while preserving the identity of the groove. At this point, check mono compatibility. Collapse the bass and drums to mono for a moment and listen carefully. The sub should remain stable. If you've added width to the top layer, keep the width mostly above the bass fundamental region. If the low end falls apart in mono, simplify. Reduce stereo effects. Pull back the widening. Keep the center solid. And here's a useful habit. Mute each layer one at a time while the break is looping. If muting the top layer barely changes the groove but the tune still feels solid, the sub is doing its job. If muting the sub makes the whole track collapse, the foundation is right. If either layer is carrying too much of the wrong frequency range, you'll hear it immediately. If the motion feels good, print the top layer to audio. Freeze it or resample it. This is a great move, because now you can edit it like an audio performance. You can trim tiny gaps between notes, chop little fragments, reverse a small piece for a transition, or shake the phrasing with more precision. In jungle and old school DNB, those small pockets of space matter a lot. Now build an arrangement around the bass loop in a DJ-friendly way. Think like a selector. Think about how the tune will be mixed in and mixed out. A strong structure might start with 16 bars of drums, effects, and a filtered hint of bass. Then a build or break edit. Then a 32-bar drop where the full bass and break come in. After that, you can add a switch up or a small variation, then a second drop that evolves slightly, and finally an outro that gives another tune room to enter. The important part is that the bass should not just slam in randomly. Give the DJ clear tools, less sub or a filtered version in the intro, full weight in the drop, a stripped arrangement in the outro. That's what makes the track useful in a real set, not just impressive in a loop. Now add effects carefully. Since this is an effects area lesson, use transition effects like punctuation, not wallpaper. A reverse cymbal into the drop, a filtered noise rise into a bass re-entry, a snappy downlifter after a 4-bar switch-up, maybe one short fill before the second drop. That's enough. A small gap before a major bass hit can be incredibly powerful. Sometimes a fraction of a beat of silence makes the return feel heavier than piling on more effects. So do less, but make it count. A quick reminder here, if the bass already feels strong, stop adding things. Discipline is the sound of confidence in this style. Now refine everything in context with the drums. This is where you make the big decision. If the track needs more menace and movement, open the top layer a little more or add slightly more saturation. If the track needs more force and clarity, reduce the top layer and let the sub and the break do the heavy lifting. That's the relay or beat choice in this workflow. As heavier and dirtier, with more harmonics and more personality, but a little less pristine. B is tighter and more DJ functional, with a cleaner sub and more room for the drums. Either one wins automatically. The right answer depends on whether you want warehouse menace or classic rolling utility. What to listen for now is the whole groove. The snare should still cut. The kick should still punch. The sub should feel present but not bloated. The bass line should feel like part of the drum pattern, not like a separate event floating on top. A few extra pro habits will help a lot here. Keep the sub as the anchor and let the top layer carry the attitude. Print a few versions of the top layer if you can. A cleaner one, a dirtier one, maybe a slightly more filtered one. That gives you fast arrangement options later. Automate less, but more deliberately. A tiny filter change over 8 bars can feel bigger than a giant sweep, because it preserves the identity of the bass. And if you want a darker finish, let the top layer get unstable while the sub stays locked. That gives you controlled chaos without losing the floor. That's a very DNB move. So here's the recap. Start with the drums. Build a clean mono sine style sub. Write a bass rhythm that respects the break. Add a filtered, saturated top layer for character. Automate small changes over the phrase. Check mono. Print the top layer if it's working. Then place the whole thing inside a DJ-friendly arrangement with a proper intro, drop, and outro. Use effects as punctuation, not decoration. If you do it right, the result should feel deep, rude, and mixable. The sub hits with authority. The top layer adds menace without smearing the low end. The drums still breathe, and the arrangement gives a selector a clear path through the tune. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build a 16-bar jungle DNB bass idea with one mono sub, one top layer, and no more than 2 transition effects. Write it against a drum loop that's already playing. Make one clean version and one dirtier or more open version. If the motion feels right, print the top layer to audio and chop it a little. Keep asking yourself one simple question while you work. Is this note helping the drum conversation, or just filling space? If it's helping, keep it. If it's not, trim it, lower it, or remove it. That's the workflow. Clean foundation. Controlled character. DJ-friendly structure. Go build it in Ableton Live 12 and make it hit.